This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Emphasize the day. How about a good day? Yay. What can you listen to today that you didn't hear yesterday? Well, a lot of things, because today is a different day than yesterday was. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. As a matter of fact, I just posted this, not on Twitter, but I saw this on Twitter and it was posted to my Facebook account. A sign on the side of the road that says, "Spring is here. I'm so excited I wet my plants." Boom. Boom. Spring has sprung. The grass has riz. I wonder where my girlfriend is. You never heard that one? That's some of the
No.
Corn. That's maybe a... No.
No. Huh.
All right, some good news from Good Day. A biotech company, a startup, in fact, in North Carolina, has taken perks. You know how I give you perks, Victoria, for being here?
So many perks. I can't even handle them all. I'm like juggling perks.
Yes, right. All right, so the perks in this particular company include free coffee and bagels. One of the startup employees got a free car, a Tesla. Now, what was done for that employee in order for him or her to be qualified to get a free car?
This is even better than that. Every employee gets a Tesla.
A free Tesla.
Every single employee at this company is getting a Tesla when they come out.
So where's the money coming from to pay for these cars?
Is this like a little kid version, you know, the like little Barbie Jeep that you get? Or are they getting like real ones?
No, they're getting real Teslas, the $35,000 ones. Yeah.
All right, so under the circumstances, I'm going to throw cold water on this. This is kind of nice. That'd be good if you can work there, but not every... Sometimes you see these things and the inference is, well, every company should get a free car. Isn't that the way it works? No, it's not the way it works. But this company is called Practicem in Raleigh, North Carolina, announcing plans to reward every staffer with one of these new Model 3 Teslas because the boss said this is something that we want to reward. Let's understand some of these businesses. This fellow who has put this company on the map, this is a wonderful example, frankly, of American ingenuity, of the possibilities that exist here for so many people, and oftentimes they don't exist anywhere else in the world. You can get something started, you can do well with it, and then as a result of it doing well, then you take care of the people who helped you get to where you're going. That's the stimulation here, is now that we've done something, now that we have something to show for what we've done, that is success, people investing, people buying the product, whatever it is, the point here is to make sure that they understand the value that they bring to the company. And that's great as long as it's first not expected, and second, it's part of the plan to help keep the company grow. Because if you give away, I've seen this happen before, companies do well in the first year and they give away everything and the next year they have a bad year and they go out of business. You can't do it that way.
I hope this doesn't happen to this company.
No, I don't. I hope it doesn't either. It's a great thing. But understand that there is a lot of fluctuation. Look at the price of oil as an example. Price of oil was a year ago like $116 a barrel. Then it went down. It got to one point, it was like $29 a barrel earlier this year. It's up to $50 today, which is still a far cry from where it was. But if you were in the oil business and you started to, you were a, what do they call it, a wildcatter, and you started a business 2 years ago and you had a great year because the price of oil was up and everybody wanted to find more, and then the oil price went down into the bucket, and you didn't have enough staying power because you did well enough to get going, get rolling, but not enough to keep it going, then you're out, you know, you're just gone. And
right.
So smart people who do these sorts of things need to understand that, yes, it's important to support the company, support the students, good night, the people, the workers who have made it happen, because you can never get anywhere by yourself. The idea has to come from one person, and then how to manipulate. Oftentimes, I was in an office yesterday for almost 3 hours with somebody. It's not a startup company. It's a real estate development sort of management company. And they started with seed money from another family business and have grown it. And you can see it's very tightly operated. They have dozens of buildings around this area where I am. And the people at the top realize that they have to do everything. They have to know everything. They have to be involved in everything. Now, you can't do that if you're running a, you know, you're not going to do that if you have Google. But in this circumstance, there are so many companies like this that are run by a couple of dozen people, and they do millions of dollars of business every year. Sometimes the margins are pretty tight, but if you have a fairly good volume, you can make it. There are all kinds of different scenarios, and this company rewards its people extraordinarily well. The people at the top who came along and helped it grow, because the person at the top can't, you know, again, ideas like me. I have certain ideas, and I listen my newfound colleague, Victoria, has got great ideas. Some of the other support
Thank
people
you.
That we have that have good ideas. Not all your ideas are great, but not all of my ideas are great. Well, they aren't, you know, but that's okay. I want to encourage you to have lots of great ideas, and then some of them we'll sift through and do them, and some of them we'll put on hold, and some of them we just won't do. But that's the way it is. That's how you energize stuff. There's a lot of energy that has been created by having Victoria here and some of the other people that I have on the staff. And so that this particular direction wouldn't have been taken had I not found the right people, because I wouldn't just do it without having the right people to support what it is that we want to do. And in this circumstance, you know, because it's funny.
Do we get Teslas anytime soon?
This is
saw what I'm driving, Doug. I need a Tesla.
Yeah, all right, good. Okay. Well, let's see. Who's your agent and where do you go next? It's just the stuff that you realize. In my case, this is the 28th year of doing this program. I have been up and down at least four or five times. And it just that's the nature of this business, the radio business, is spastic. Like a lot of the people that you hear on the air, you think that this company, that the this business, is a well-run, thoughtful enterprise. The people who run radio stations and the people who run these companies are crazy. That's the nature of being creative, in a manner of speaking. And for the most part, I'm thankful that we have people in circumstances like that where we can work and talk to people and help them out. Because no matter what the business, you have to be able to find a problem and a solution to the problem, because that's the only reason you're going to find customers. They have problems, you're there to fix them. Now, I don't know what this company does, frankly. It wasn't clear. Do you know, Victoria, what they do?
They yes, they have cutting-edge technology, and they want to basically they cure infectious diseases.
Ah,
so that's why they said that they were in line with Tesla, because they felt that both of them are changing the world for the better.
Yep.
That's why they chose Tesla model
Smart.
Employees.
Yep.
You're changing the world for the better too, right?
Yes,
we are. Yeah. So that means we're going to give you free clothing. I think we have some deal working. We're going
to I'll take it.
Free clothing.
Is it used clothing?
Might be.
Well, one of the things that I thought that was so nice about this story, about this biotech giving the employees Teslas, they said that they want, everyone has to commute, and that's not always fun. And they said they want to make the commute a little bit better, and by having a nice way to arrive or drive to work, they said that they hope that it makes the employees a little bit less dreading of the morning commute and of going to the office.
Yeah, look at the national surveys of companies that people most like to work for. Southwest always comes in the top 10. Google comes in the top 10.
Yeah, was it Chobani that recently gave all of their employees stock in the company? I think it was Chobani.
Yeah, it was.
Where
right.
the guy yep. came to the U.S. and he started this company from scratch, and he'd worked with all of these people for so long, and you know, not all companies are able to do that, but it's really nice to see when some companies do that.
You're right about that. Not every company and not every business will support something like this, so you got to know ahead of time what it is. And I, from what I'm gathering here, these people didn't expect this. They just got it.
Yeah.
And that's the best way to have these. And then they get enthusiastic, and then they work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Well, that's the Google model. You know, Google gives you, they on the campus, they've got a dry cleaner, they have a hair salon, they have napping beds, they have everything. Yeah. But the design, that people don't really think about it. Yeah, they designed it so that you're working constantly.
That's right.
So that you don't need to go home to go to the dry cleaner. They have a pharmacy. I mean, they have everything.
Yeah.
And I have a friend who works there, and she's like, well, it's sort of a little bit of a trap because they really want you here all the time.
You think?
But, you know, at least they're going to make it comfortable. They're going to make it comfortable.
All right, so that's why Google doesn't work in France, because employees are now given the right to disconnect. There's a new law that was passed this week in France. The new law bans companies that have 50 or more employees from sending emails outside of work hours. The right to disconnect amendment is what it's called, aimed at minimizing the negative impact on families for those who work and are plugged in all the time. The French National Assemblyman who was responsible for this says, excuse me, employees physically leave the office, but they don't leave their work. They remain attached. This is a sort of electronic leash, more or less what Victoria's just saying. They're on a leash like a dog working for the man. The messages, the emails, the texting, they colonize the life of the individual to the point where he or she eventually breaks down. No. Nah, that's nonsense. I think some people can take it and some people can't. So you got to know what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, what your desires are, what you want to do. What do you want out of life? What do you want out of your job? How do you, you know, some companies work differently. The problem with this, it becomes universal, it's like think. And that's why France isn't really doing very well economically, because they don't have people that think out of the box.
Yeah, I think you have to be able to determine this for yourself. Like, I have an issue with it, with myself, with emailing too much. Yeah, you know, I was out to dinner with friends last night, and I was answering a work email. And sometimes I hate it, but I also understand that I have the control to not do it if I don't want to. And I think people should be able, like, I should be able to expect other people to be okay with it if I don't answer them right away when I'm off work.
Well, it just depends on whether it's something that needs to be taken care of then.
But yeah, most of the time,
we have done. It's
most of the time, I feel like it's easier if I answer things immediately instead of letting it sit for a while, and then, you know, I come into work the next day, and then I have to deal with it.
What would have happened before the connected generation when we didn't have this? Things still get fixed. It's, 19 after the hour. This is a good day.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation vary.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Thank you. What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Program music time. Music in all kinds of different. We have stories each hour, and we build the story around things that are going on in music. For example, we have the boss here now, Bruce Springsteen, who was in the Live X Live Rock performance, one of the first musicians featured on Live X, the new HD multi-channel digital network, started last weekend. The Rock and Rio performances streamed, I don't know if either of you saw this, it streamed live all across the world.
I heard about it.
Yeah, what'd you hear about it?
Just that it was cool and that there's this technology really connects the world of concert goers in a very cool way. I mean,
so how would you have these
performances in Rio?
All right, so I'm just hooking up my new TV system, and it's got Netflix and all the other stuff. So how would I find a concert like this? Do they have a special? Is Live X Live? It's a musical network, a digital musical network. Is it something that you find like Netflix and Amazon and all the other stuff?
It would be, you could find it online, but I do believe some smart TVs are going to have this network as well, and it will be similar to like Spotify or Pandora, a streaming service.
Really?
It would have video. So yeah, if you have now that you have a new smart TV, you should be able to pick that up too.
Right.
As soon as this expands their service, yeah.
So this Live X Live network launched last weekend, and it was for the performance of Rock and Rio. So Fergie was there as well with the boss.
I think Fergie has a new album coming out.
Really?
I think that's why she's back out performing. Yeah, I heard she's got some new music coming out. She's great.
So would you say she was more accomplished than her husband, Josh Duhamel?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know. I like
more people know her than know him.
I think her name is at least more recognizable. I think his face people would know, but if you said the name, then people might not necessarily be able to place it as fast as if you said Fergie.
See, here's what we had when I was a kid, and I still have one of them around, a Ferguson tractor. and we used to call it Fergie. So when I think Fergie, I think of my first Ferguson tractor.
That's funny.
There you go. They're different experiences. All right, let's see here. Besides The Boss and Fergie, let's see. We got Hollywood Vampires. Let's see. Alice Cooper, Johnny Depp, Joe Perry in this combination of rock and roll instead of rock and roll. Crank it up, Caravan. Pretty poppy song sound, right?
I like this, yeah.
Also, Adam Lambert and Queen performing. This is a new combination, isn't it? Because Adam Lambert hasn't been the lead singer of Queen that long, right?
Whenever
you think of Queen, you think of Freddie Mercury. I don't think of Adam Lambert. I think of Freddie. This was last year, I think, didn't he?
I think it's been a couple years now that he's been doing it. But
yeah, not consistently, but he's done a few festival gigs with them.
Really?
So, yeah.
Okay. Now, I have, and I did this off the air when we were talking about how to put this all together, Kara and I. Adam Lambert I confused with Adam Levine for whatever the reason. There's not much confusion. I shouldn't probably do that, but I do.
Yeah.
They were also there, Maroon 5. In this live X. Oh, no. They're going to perform this weekend.
Yeah, this
thing
weekend.
Continues. Right. So, Maroon 5 in it this weekend. Ariana Grande performing this weekend on this live X, live digital song fest from Rio. Charlie.
It's a great activity for the weekend, for the holiday weekend.
Yeah, right.
Stream some live concerts.
All right. Careful. I don't know Charlie Puth.
He is Meghan Trainor's boyfriend.
Really?
And they did a duet together, which was super cute. It came out last year. That song, I'm Gonna Love You. Actually, do you have that? Kara Doug would love that song, I think.
Not now, because it's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Life isn't always easy. It's not supposed to be. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Although you know deep down to your core that life is not always supposed to be easy, you have to admit there are times when life gets difficult and you kind of forget this rule. All too often we get caught up saying how life should or shouldn't be. And the problem with doing that is when we talk about how life should or shouldn't be, then we're missing how it actually is. But just because life isn't always easy doesn't mean we can't come up with an awesome strategy for facing the tough times. We can, if we want, look at all of our challenges and tough times as adventures. And who doesn't love a great adventure? Take control of the way you see the difficult times in your life. For help finding the adventures along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Music is with us, wherever we go, whoever we're with. The sounds we share bring us together. Like the sound and feel of an Epiphone Les Paul Jr. for just $99. Keep the beat going with a Meinl Cajon drum, just $49. Or strike a chord with Ernie Ball strings. Three packs for $10. This Memorial Day weekend, find your sound at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. This, yes, Good Day is here. I have my friends with me, Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. And the focus of what's going on this weekend as we travel, I'm going down to the islands for a wedding. And we decided last night, well, maybe we'll go down on Friday night. Well, Friday is going to be just as bad as Saturday morning. And Sunday coming back, probably not so bad as Monday or Tuesday. Many people have checked out already. Thursday, adios, see you later. First time I get a chance to get away, I'm hitting the road until I hit the first pothole. And then I'll slow right down to practically a crawl because there is so much traffic based on the road work It's a four-lane highway. It becomes a three-lane highway. It becomes a two-way highway. It becomes a one-lane highway. As you go by these workers who are standing around talking about what they're going to do this weekend instead of fixing the road. Ah, America and its crumbling infrastructure. This weekend means that a lot of folks out there traveling and the usual, this is the same song we've been singing or the same drum we've been beating for years and years and years, complaining about how bad the roads are, complaining about how bad the bridges are. Do you really take the time, or maybe you need somebody like me to explain this to you, and I don't mean that to sound arrogant, but I kind of know. It's an observational thing with me. You can see how badly the roads are taken care of by looking around at where the breakdowns are. For example, if you're on an interstate and you go by where the work is being done, you look around and you see the thickness of the roadway. You can normally see a couple of three different levels. How many people have done this? You look outside the car or the truck or whatever you're in, and you see the various levels of macadam. Oftentimes when they completely resurface the road, they go right down to the gravel, they pack that down, then they put a sub base on, then they put a base on, and then they put a surface coat on, usually three. But the best of the Europeans do it in four coats, and instead of being a couple of inches, they're 4 inches apiece. So the roads are going to last. Normally, you'd never see construction like this, even in Asia, like we have here. We're a joke. People know what's going on here. If you think it through, why do you think the roads are left to fall apart like this? Why is it that every 4 or 5 years you see all the major interstates have to resurface? Why is that? That doesn't happen in Europe, doesn't happen in Asia. Because what we do is do a poor job. It may look good when it's finished. Oh, look at that new black tar. Isn't that great? We can see the road smooth. How long does the road stay smooth?
Not very long.
No.
Yeah.
And especially in the warmer climes where this stuff, the asphalt is subject, that's why what happened for a while, especially down south, was instead of using macadam, asphalt, they were using cement. But the cement, which is held, it holds up better. You put wire mesh in it and you make it good and thick, and there are various ways of making the concrete actually stiffer, so that it takes the traffic, the pounding of the cars and the trucks and the buses. I mean, think about yourself. Think, like, lay down in a roadway and imagine all the cars and trucks and buses rolling over you. Ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. I mean, you're not going to, you know what I mean.
This is good advice for the morning. Hey, go on, lay in the roadway before
I
head to work.
Find a patch of road, lay down.
Now, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You put yourself there in the position of the road. And you're banging away. All right, so here is an overview of what needs to be repaired.
68,000 vehicles cross the Arlington Memorial Bridge between D.C. and Virginia every day. This is what drivers don't see.
It's just eroding and the concrete is falling off. We have to wear masks and gloves inside of the bridge because this paint is all lead paint. Now, this beam is helping to support the bridge, and if you take a look, it is badly corroded, and you see how thin that steel is. You see holes in the steel.
The original support beams from 1932 have never been replaced.
We're like a third world country when it comes to infrastructure.
Federal government spending on infrastructure has declined 9% from 2003 to 2014. Every state has some degree of bad bridges that need to be repaired. From Los Angeles, where trees are growing out of cracks in this bridge, to Chicago, where netting is in place to protect drivers from falling concrete.
The reason we have 57,000 deficient bridges is because we have not made the investment as a national government.
Wrong.
Former Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood blamed Congress for failing to raise the gas tax in 23 years.
Wrong.
I'll tell you what, this makes me feel confident on my drive home since they're talking about Arlington National Bridge.
Do you go over that bridge?
I do sometimes in the morning. So if I'm not here tomorrow, then...
Yep.
Well, probably in New York, we've got the Tappan Zee Bridge, which someone, I think Ray LaHood called it a hold-your-breath bridge.
Bad bridges always make me cry.
You need to go, like, skydiving when you can just drive across a bridge.
But do you understand? I'm not talking in a vacuum. Do you both understand what I'm talking about?
Why is that wrong?
The steel that they're talking about. Well, now, in the case of a bridge that was built in 1932, yeah. The technology wasn't there. They didn't make things the same way. That one, I can understand falling apart and needing to be rebuilt. That one I can see as a problem. But the bridges that were built as we expanded the interstate roadway system and the steel that was used, to gird the bridges wasn't thick enough. It wasn't strong enough. It wasn't built to last. It was built to fall. The roads are built to fall apart. The bridges are built to fall apart so that there can be thousands of construction jobs. And this is good for the unions who help congressmen get reelected. Look at the list of congressmen who especially are on the committees that work on this sort of thing in Congress. Look at the amount of money that's coming from various construction trade unions to support those people, and you see, what the corruption and the problem is. And it is corrupt. There's no reason. We have the capability. Do you think that new building that's in New York City to replace the Twin Towers, if the steel wasn't strong and the best possible, that thing could be built? Or would be able to stand it. Even if you look at those Twin Towers or any other buildings that last, they last because they put into them the strength, the tension in the steel, the strength in the concrete. Those things are not falling apart. So why are those buildings not falling down when, in fact, if the roads are falling down, then why aren't the buildings falling down? Ask yourself that question. Good question? Those buildings aren't falling apart. The sides of them are not, the concrete's not chipping off.
Because buildings are built by private companies?
No, it's because they use better material. They use better steel. They use better concrete. They use better materials, and they build them to last. The roads are not built to last. The bridges are not built to last. They don't
want
them to last.
But isn't that a difference between a government-run thing and a private sector
Maybe.
Thing?
Yeah, okay. Yes,
they put more money into building the building because it needs to not fall down.
Yes, hello.
Yeah.
Well, the roads need not to fall apart, but that doesn't mean they aren't falling apart.
Right.
Right? The bridges are falling apart. They need to not fall apart.
Right.
So what I'm saying is that the reason for the bridges and road problems has nothing to do with anything except management. That's all it is. The government manages. And by the way, I would challenge, there are private toll roads that are run, there's some in California. There's some, I think in Illinois, there are four or five states that have these companies have actually built the roads, and they charge you to get on them. One in California, I think it's 90. It goes around the 405 and the 5, so you don't have to be stuck in the traffic. You're willing to pay an extra, I think it costs about $1 every 10 miles to use those roads. People use them because they get around what the problem is, but they also find the roads to be better because the construction technique is much better. The roads will last longer. And that's all I'm saying. For those of you who will complain this weekend because you're traveling on all these roads that have construction everywhere, wake up. The reason the construction is going on everywhere is because of the cutie pie relationship between the unions and the government.
I'm just curious, is this a problem like everywhere in the U.S.? Because I know it's a huge...
The roads?
Just the roads, but I mean just construction all the time. Is this like rural, urban, everywhere? I mean,
well,
I'm assuming it's more in urban areas, obviously, but...
Where heavy pounding of the roads is different in the interstate.
But it's just, I just wonder if there's any way to get away from it besides like moving to the country because it's everywhere. You can't drive on the road.
Are you listening to what I've said? I think you got to get to your congressmen, your representatives, and somehow, maybe this is another reason that Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump are resigning, because they know the government is corrupt and it's run by people that are pulling these scams. This is a scam to the ultimate degree. You and I as taxpayers are being scammed. I mean, there are all kinds of examples of that. This lawsuit against the 10 or 11 states filed a suit yesterday, Victoria, against federal government because of the transgender stuff. This could be easily fixed. Then instead, they're using it's like a game. All right, so we have taxpayer money in the federal government. We've got taxpayer money in the state government. We're going to have a big fight. And you and I pay for it. And this could be resolved by having, in schools, we all know that there are teacher bathrooms and there are plenty of bathrooms in the back corner. If you want to eliminate the problem, you just designate one bathroom in the back of the building for the transgender kids, and that's it. That's the end of this. This whole thing is done, finished. You pay, you respect what there is about them that needs to be respected, and you don't make this big kerfuffle about having to have every bathroom. It is mind-bogglingly crazy to have this all blow up like this. It really is.
And see, this is the problem. People get elected into office, and then there's no checks and balances on them.
No.
Once they're in, they're in. You can't do anything about it. You can call your senator all day long, but no one has time for that.
They're going to listen to you.
And no one has time for that. So it's like once these people get in, you're stuck with them until you can hopefully vote them out. But then the next guy comes in with a ton of promises, and then he gets in and he doesn't do anything. It's just this cyclical disaster.
And you have this problem with not enough people actually doing research on who they're voting for. So, you know, in our last local election,
I like voting for him. He's an Italian.
Well, and the thing is, not even that, but people just recognize a name and they'll vote for the name they recognize, even if that name is doing terrible things.
Yeah. The Rock for president.
I'd vote.
He eats ferns for breakfast. That can be his slogan. Eat ferns for breakfast. Okay.
Good roughage.
I feel much better now. How about you?
Good.
Feel good?
Good news.
We just figured out, but that, it was good. That was a good conversation because we're pointing people in the direction. At least when they get angry this weekend, they'll know who to be angry at. It's not just, you know, if the policeman is directing traffic, you know, you're not doing a good job. It's not the policeman's fault that the system is corrupt. He's just there directing traffic around the problem, around all these cars and where do they go. And I feel better myself, actually. I feel clean. Cleansed. Have you been healed today? Yes, I have. Good day. Time is 48 past the hour.
In that neighborhood, it was almost impossible to get what we could afford. So I had set up alerts on Zillow to say, if anything in this area ever comes below a certain price point, it just popped up one day, and I was like, oh, God, we have to go see it. It's a really wonderful neighborhood. And then to add on to that how wonderful the house is so cool.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Dear Daddy, dear Mom,
I love you.
I miss you.
I'm proud to call you my father.
Every year, Snowball Express honors the children of fallen soldiers, heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation.
Snowball Express, in partnership with the American Veterans Center, is proud to introduce an American legend, Tony Orlando.
We can never repay the sacrifice our soldiers have made, but we can honor them by giving back to their children. Donate now at snowballexpress.org.
All right, so Victoria and Kara and I are having this conversation off the air. It needs to be on the air. The reason, when you get right down to brass tacks, the whole business of the gas tax there's what they call the highway trust fund, there's the airport trust fund, and there's the Social Security trust fund. Every one of them is empty. The money that you pay in is like 34. Well, I think it's 14-cent federal tax, and then there's state taxes and stuff. But normally, the average around the country is about 34 to 41 cents a gallon, more expensive in California, for taxes on gasoline. It's supposed to go for roads, but it is used by the authorities for other things. So when they go to use the money, they don't have any money, so they have to get more, and then they raise the taxes. But most people don't know that all of those accounts are empty because the various administrative people that are in charge, elected officials, use the money for other things. So everybody says, Social Security's bankrupt. No, it's not. They just take the money and use it for something else. 50 minutes past the hour.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Now 53 after the hour on the Good Day program, it's Tech Talk time. Victoria and I digging around to find exciting, important stories that affect you and your friends as you connect through the medium we call space and time, and using this technology, these tools that we have. But every once in a while, there's a little something that distracts us, because we all know Mark Zuckerberg is the king of Facebook. He's the creator of Facebook. So, as use that word again, anecdotal sideshow here, he apparently has bought all of the houses in his neighborhood, and he's tearing them all down, and that includes his own house, because so many people come to his house to just look around. So he's going to build a bunker around this place where what do people take themselves so seriously for?
I know, right? Is he going to put a moat in next? I mean,
yeah, just go up in the mountains and buy yourself the top of a mountain and make a gated thing out of it instead of, I mean, this, I can imagine what this looks like. This is Palo Alto, California, where there are a lot of really sizable homes because it's Silicon Valley. A lot of people make a lot of money there, and so they show it by building these huge homes. So he built 4 huge homes for himself 4 or 5 years ago. Now he's tearing them all down because people would come by and gawk. He had no privacy. They could see him naked in his bedroom. Ooh!
Not a sight I'd want to see.
Well, at any rate, so they're putting up this metal building. It's like, it really, it looks kind of silly. Have you seen pictures of it?
I have not. No.
It's just silly. It's people taking themselves too seriously. Get a life, Mark. Dig yourself a hole in the side of the mountain, maybe. That'd be better. In a moment,
Apple stores are getting a big redesign. Will that make you more excited about going into the Apple store? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motorcycle and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese, please. I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Music is with us wherever we go, whoever we're with. The sounds we share bring us together, like the sound and feel of an Epiphone Les Paul Traditional Pro, just $349. Sing it out loud with a Shure SM48 vocal mic, just $29. Or strike a chord with Ernie Ball strings, 3 packs for $10. This Memorial Day weekend, find your sound at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
Kohl's makes it even easier to get Kohl's cash. This weekend, everyone gets $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. And save on the summer stuff everyone needs, like swimwear as low as $15, shorts as low as $15, and tees and tanks as low as $10. Plus, take an extra $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Now that's the good stuff. This Memorial Day weekend at Kohl's. Select styles offer valid May 26th through 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
All right, let's get back at it here. So, Victoria, you've been studying the redesign for the Apple stores. Why they need to be redesigned? I remember the Apple store on the 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica, which is where I go. It's pretty light, bright, lots of tables and things that look like they're usable for, you know, getting people in and out. So what are they doing?
Do you find that when you go to the Apple store, do you feel that it's very sterile?
I feel intimidated by everything. You know, the size of it, the people who oftentimes, although I noticed it better lately, but at first they look down on you if you didn't know what the answer to the question was. You're at. You don't know the answer to that? No, I don't, pal. That's why I'm here.
Right.
So I don't go to the Genius Bar when I go to the Apple store.
Oh, okay. Well, if you ever need anything repaired, that's the Genius Bar. So when you go and set up, and then that's when they, you know, look down at you, and I can't believe you can't fix this on your own.
I'm banned from the Genius Bar. There's a big sign on the Apple Store. Don't let Stefan near the Genius Bar.
Well, I think that's all part of the new aesthetic of the Apple redesign. They want to make sure that everyone feels comfortable. They now have leather seats that you can sit in next to the person who's repairing your stuff instead of standing across from them. So they just want to have this much more inviting atmosphere, and it's going to start rolling out. It's in San Francisco right now, and it's going to start rolling out in all the major cities. They're going to have more food, more areas to relax, free Wi-Fi, free musical performances, all kinds of activities. They want people to really hang out in the Apple store, and I think this new design is going to help.
The lady who used to run Burberry
So there's a real retail and there's a real retail feel to it now. So when you walk into a well curated store, you want to stay, and that's what Apple wants you to do.
Of course, buy, spend.
Exactly.
Yes. All right. So all things Apple. Don't want to escape that. It's the Good Day program. Tech Talk time. 59 after the hour.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.